calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
Yes. I called last week on the 12th, and I had a cancellation, and I was supposed to be having a $39.97 put back into my account, and it hasn't been put in. It said 3 to 5 business days, and it's been that long, and it's not in my account.
Could you provide me with
who would I talk to about getting it?
Could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
38004.
Your first and last name?
Wanda Booth.
Could it be under a different name?
No, it's under, let me see. What? I got a receipt number and everything. It was about the deal, I mean, something that you was trying to sell to go with. I said I'd won, and I had a choice of choosing my gift, and I chose the Dyson rocket, and I was only supposed to pay for the shipping. And then I noticed on my phone, in my bank, on my phone, that it was $39.97 taken out. And then she said it was that something that you're wanting to sell there, and I pushed no, and it took this money out of my bank account.
Okay.
So anyway,
could you spell out your first and last name? I'm not seeing an account with the zip code.
Okay. W A N D A Wanda B, like in boy, O O T H E Booth.
Okay, so I'm not seeing anything with that either. The only other way I would be able to find an account is by the first 6 and the last 4 on the card that was charged.
The what now?
The first 6 and the last 4 on the card that was charged.
The first 6 and the last?
Last 4 numbers on the card that was charged. That would be the only
one. Oh, I'm sorry. 9559.
Is that the last 4?
Yes.
And you said it's not under a different name?
No, but I've got a receipt number and everything. Not, this is my writing. I think it's I tell you what. It's all right, the what GETKUMORISOCCER.
Could you spell that again, ma'am?
GETKUMOR. I don't know if that's I know it's SOCCER.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I'm not pulling up an account with that information.
Well, let me see if I can get in there. I'm on my phone, so it's hard for me to pull up information. This might do it. Let me see. Okay, it says Kroger. Let me see if I can pull that up.
Do you have an order number?
No, I have a receipt number. It didn't give me any. Wait a minute, let me see what's on this paper. Maybe it's that. Okay. Hold on, let me get back. Okay. It gave me a FedEx Express number. It gave me a service number. And it's I tell you what, WOW Wowza Prize is what it was. WOWZA Prize. surprise. And the receipt number was 530-7238-478.
So I'm not pulling up an account, so you might have to go through your card.
Well, you sent me to somebody. I don't know if it was you, but when I called this in, they couldn't find it either. And they sent me to somebody else, and she pulled it up because it was the product you was trying to sell, the service you was trying to sell.
Do you have the first six on the card?
The what now?
The first six numbers on the card.
I can't pull that up because I'm on my phone and it will not open. My bank account will not open while I'm on the phone.
So that
will. It will. Okay, I'm gonna. How would you know what's behind and before and behind my card? What I purchased.
You said how would I know?
Yeah, you said you needed to know how many. What did you want to know about my number?
The first six and the last four to pull up an account.
The what now?
The first six numbers and the last four numbers to pull up an account.
You need my first six numbers too?
Yes, ma'am, just for more accurate search.
You're not going to charge anything else on there, are you?
No, ma'am, I can't do anything if I don't have the full 16 numbers.
All right. Okay, you need the first what now? How many numbers?
The first six.
Six, okay. First six numbers. 5332-4801.
You said 5-9. What was the last four?
The last four? 9559.
Okay, so I didn't pull up anything with that. Do you remember what the item was for, ma'am?
Yeah, it was. It's something you were selling. It's something that was thrown in there. It was telling me I won. I did a survey. Then it says, check what prize you want. So I chose my prize, which was the Dyson. It's like a rocket, a Dyson small vacuum cleaner. And I was supposed to only pay for the shipping and handling. And then something come up. I didn't even read what it was because I wasn't interested in anything else. But it said if I was interested, push yes or no. And I said, or push the one that says no thank you. I pushed no thank you. And then when I got off the phone, my phone alerts me every time my credit card is used. And it told me that a purchase of $39.97 was just taken off. So I called back. And I talked to someone first, and she could never find my name. And she couldn't find my credit card number. And she routed me to somebody else. This lady, she gave me, she told me it would be put back into my account 3 to 5 business days. And I told you the The GETKU Morris soccer is what came up on my phone. That was what took out the money. That was the company that took the money out. GETKU MORSOCCER.
Okay. So, like I said, I'm not pulling up an account. Could it be under a different telephone number? Did it go to your email?
Let me see. Where's another phone number? Okay. 855-811-9388.
Is this a phone number that it could be under, ma'am?
This is what I got of when I pulled it back up. When I went back in to see what had happened, it gave me a FedEx, and it gave me a number for FedEx, which was, and then it gave me this phone number, service number is what it's called. and it was said it was Wowza Prize. But the service number was the 855-811-9388.
Yes, ma'am. As I stated, I'm not pulling up an account, so you might have to call your financial institution.
Well, I'm going to have to because it was supposed to have been done.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm not pulling up an account, so that would be your other option.
Well, that's what I'm going to do because I got to get it off. Because, you know, I didn't like being told I want a gift and move, and then that thing jumped up, and I didn't even think about it. I just pushed no thank you, and I never dreamed that they could run it after I pushed the no thank you. And then that's when she come back on and told me what it was, but I still can't remember what it was. But the when I tried to get a hold of the company, the MORRYU Rasserty, RASERTY, that's what come up when I tried to, when I did the receipt number.
Yes, ma'am. So you might want to contact your car company.
I'm going to. Thank you much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.